You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein. Today I have with me very special guests, Arseny and Olha Moroz. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, Jamie.
Hello, guys.
I'm so excited about this interview. These two people are just extraordinary, and I met them because we had a chance encounter at an Ulta. So you never know who you're going to meet at Ulta. Shout out to Ulta and all the wonderful people there. So Arseny and Olha, I'm going to let you guys tell your story, but these people courageously left Ukraine. Your dad, your husband, is still there. And please tell everybody your story. I mean, these people, everybody who's watching, NBC, it was NBC, right? Who told your story. They've been on NBC. They've been all around telling their story, trying to inspire people, and they're doing such a wonderful job. So we're going to hear their story and then hear about you guys individually as well. So take it away.
Yeah. So first thing I would like to say that thank you so much, Jamie, for giving us such an opportunity to speak and to, as you said, tell everybody our story. So how it begins. We had a nice life. We had traditions. We had our family life where everybody was working. I was studying. I was dancing. My mom is a professional. My mom has a designer. She's a designer. She has her brand. For now, she has three brands. So two of them are in Ukraine. She has one specific collection for women, one specific collection for teenagers. My father is a surgeon. So everybody was living their normal life. We were in Ukraine. I had studying. I had school. I had trainings and everything. And then, as everybody know, I clearly remember the week before everything started, because our house is in Kyiv. So Kyiv is the main city. Me and my mom was in Kyiv. My dad was in Kharkiv. This is my hometown where I was born. And we moved 5 years ago from Kharkiv to Kyiv. And Kharkiv is located 19 miles from border of Russia. So by the time we were in Kyiv with my mom, my dad was in Kharkiv working, and my mom's mom, my grandma, were in her hometown. So we clearly remember the week before, because our house is located between three airports. I think two of them are military and one is civilian airport. And of course, we see like each plane flying. So normally it's like the difference between flights were like 10 minutes, like, or 20 minutes. But this week before the war started, it was like 5 minutes and each plane were flying out from the country. So it was like, you cannot even explain. Everybody was in shock. Everybody was talking about this. And then, so it was Wednesday. I came back from my training. It was like 10 p.m. My mom was like, oh yeah, God bless. You got home. Let's eat and got sleep. Then the next morning, the 23rd of February, me and my mom woke up at 5 a.m. from the huge boom. It was like huge. We almost jumped. It was because of the airport that was close to us, the military airport. It was very loud. So we woke up at 5 a.m. It was a huge bombing. We heard everything. We heard like the planes, the helicopters flying above our heads. And when he just got to the phone that was blinking like ding, 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 all the night because of this. Then the first thing that we did, my mom called my father. By this time, he was at work. So God bless that we moved to another flat that was closer to my dad's work so that he could just walk to there and that's it. Hospital, as I understand that the hospital is the main place, like the safe place, because it has a shelters, there is a lot of medicine, there is a lot of food, and every single doctor, like a surgeons and everybody, were bringing their family to the hospital because it's a safe place. So on the next day, my grandma got to our house in Kyiv. We bought her a ticket. She was going alone in the train, in like one wagon. And we didn't want to tell her that when she went from the station where she was sitting, so next, there's like a bridge that is going into the city. So she moved there, and 2 hours later, that when she was coming to to Kyiv, this bridge was fully destroyed. So, and but we didn't tell her. So she got my mom was waiting for her at the train station for more than 8 hours.
Oh my god.
So my grandma got home by the same time I was alone at home. Like the lights were blinking, all the planes and everything. Then so it's been like 3 days we were begging my dad to come to Kyiv. So there was no navigation. There was no lights in some cities, and all the signs, like, you know, when you're going into the city and the sign that this is like the city, like, I don't know, Kharkiv, Kyiv, were taking off so that the soldiers from Russia could get lost. So they would don't know where to go. I remember clearly like the nights when like at 3 a.m. you can't sleep for a week. We were not sleeping because you just can't. You're falling asleep for 1 hour, and then in the next 5 minutes, you need to bring everything, all the documents and everything, and just go to the shelter. So in our village where we were living, there was like one house. There was three family, our family and two more. And then, so finally, my father started getting out from Kharkiv. He started getting out, and the normal road from Kharkiv to Kyiv takes like 5 hours. But so he helped one pair to get to one city that is more safer. And then he moved. So he didn't went like all across the Ukraine. He went all to the down and to the upper Ukraine, to Kyiv. So yeah, it was like a big journey, and the road took him 14 hours. So we were moving from shelter to house, from shelter to house. Like you're sitting in the shelter, then you have some time to just go quickly, like eat something warm, take a shower, and then you need to come back because it's impossible. And the shelter is in the ground, so that all vibration from the bombing were going through this. So we were sitting there like everything was like, we were like, I don't know how to explain it. It was so scary. So my father got to Kyiv. 15 or 14 hours it was. Then so we were in Ukraine for a week with my mom. So then we came up with an idea that we really need to leave because our friends on the west of Ukraine, they had a flat. They had an empty flat. They said, please pack your clothes and just go. My sisters will bring you the keys from the flat. We're like, okay, yes, we will think. And then in one day we came up that, yes, we need to leave. So we had two cars, and the family that was also in a shelter had an electric car. But there is not a lot of plugs for it, and it has a low mileage to go somewhere, so it's only like for the city. So we Даша.
І що ми благодарні нашим друзям, що вони нас позвали.
Да, я сказав,
тому що через день взорвався в 900 метрах від нас дом.
Yeah, so we packed two cars, and then we brought so two families. So we went to the west of Ukraine, and then we're sitting. Everything is normal. We're planning to go maybe somewhere else, or at least stay for a couple of like weeks, maybe everything will calm down there. And then we receive a news from our village Telegram channel that a house that is like 1 mile ago just went fully destroyed, and it's like a hole in like in the ground. Just a house that is, and two people got just killed right away. So of course we understood that there is no a lot of opportunities for us to stay in Ukraine, and but by the same time, so I'm a professional ballroom dancer, and my mom, as I said, my mom is a designer and my dad is a surgeon. So my dad was going to Austria like a lot of years, I mean not a lot of years ago, like 5 years ago, to to speak with a lot of surgeons from the foreign countries so he could know like some interesting ways to fix the body. And he got a lot of friends from there. And then the first friend that for who we are very grateful is Eduard from Romania. So it was like a big journey. So we had a first call and he said, just leave the country. I will provide you with everything. Go to me. Yeah, so it was 8 days, 9 countries. So we went, first we went to the Romania. There was
your crazy
my,
driver.
Yes, my mom was driving over like 3,500 kilometers. It was 9 days.
Oh my God.
So we all three, me, my grandma, and my mother, went from Ukraine. We left our father because he is not able to leave. So first we went to the Romania, then transit through Hungary, we went to the Bratislava, to the Slovakia, then we went to the Czech Republic. From there, we finally wanted to move to somewhere where it's warmer, so it could be a more opportunity maybe. So we were thinking that it's Spain. And we went to Valencia, but we were going all from Europe, from the upper part to the down part, to the Spain. So we're going through the come back from the Slovakia, Hungary, Germany, France. It was like the first destination in France, from the Czech Republic to France. The second friend who I'm very grateful for is Amy. She's in France. This is one girl that was like a huge fan of me and my couple, and she helped me. So we stayed for a night in her house. She's a very nice girl. And then we went to Valencia. This is the third family that I'm so grateful. It's a traditional Spanish family. I'm gonna be honest, I never saw somebody that could have a lot of traditions. So a lot of people know that Spanish food is very tasty, and they have the cuisine is the paella. Mm-hmm. It's like a bowl of rice. So each Sunday they were cooking paella. I had a lot of traditions with them. They have 2 kids, and it's like a very huge family, and everybody is like this. They're like, this is like our second family, like my second mom and dad, and this is our second like Spanish family.
And how did you know them?
We found them also in like the channels and WhatsApp channel.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So wow. one Ukrainian girl, as I understood, one Ukrainian girl were a lot of years in Spain. And when the war started, she started helping Ukrainians, us. And she started helping finding or flats, or it could be a family that could provide their room. So we were living in a nice neighborhood in a Cabañal, I remember, and we're staying for 3 months there. I was going into the normal Spanish school for 2.5 months. This is why now I'm influenced in Spanish. So now I'm speaking 4 languages even more, Ukrainian, Russian, English, Spanish. Even my mom started studying Spanish, and now everywhere where she's going, even in the shops, because in Los Angeles here is a lot of people that are understanding Spanish, and she's speaking everywhere Spanish, so she could practice also. So after this, I was still competing. We went, me and my partner were training, and we went to a couple of competitions. And
Did your partner, so I know I've seen some of your videos, she's traveling with you?
No, she was like, I mean, they were also traveling with a couple of families.
But she's from the Ukraine?
Of course, yeah. Okay. I mean, the partner that I have had before. So she is Ukrainian. Yeah, she's also now in America here. Okay. we went to a couple of, we went to Sicilia and we went to the England, to the Blackpool. So, and then me and my mom just sit down and talk that I have a two ways of my life. Or I'm dancing, I'm studying, or I'm just going and studying. I'm just studying because I want to be a lawyer.
Okay. Wonderful.
So, yeah. And then I went, because I had a lot of friends, we were competing like all month, each month we're out somewhere like France, Spain, I don't know, Germany, France, everywhere. We were flying everywhere. And because I have also a lot of friends that are coaches, the professional coaches. So, in England, on this big competition, I went all around them and I was asking them if you could help me. And of course, as a lot of Ukrainians dreaming to come to America. So we saw an opportunity that why not to come to America? So we started searching and one coach, Karina Smirnov, helped us. So she find a nice girl to who I'm very grateful also. So because they helped us and it was like a funny, but it was very nice that they were Polish and they helped us. We were living them with them. But now we just moved to Los Angeles. So, for now we're staying for 6 months in America. We moved to Los Angeles. Me and my mom also, she is trying to open a new line of clothes, as I said, like the third brand, the dance clothes, because it's not even a tradition. It's like a history, because from the early age when I just started dancing, my mom was sewing everything for me, clearly everything. Everything, like the trousers, except pants and socks, I would say.
Right.
The trousers. Not a specialty. Yeah, yeah. So she has a lot of ideas in her head. She is coming up like this when she's seeing just a person. She's like, "Oh yeah, I have this idea for you. I have this idea for you." So it's very, very cool, and I'm so grateful for my parents that they gave me such an opportunity to study English, so I could learn it and use it in my life, and also to Spanish, to my Spanish family. So now we're here in Los Angeles. I'm a professional ballroom dancer. Of course, we are waiting for my dad and my grandma come here, but now we don't have such opportunity because the men that is over 18 and lower than 60 cannot leave the country. So we are waiting for our dad, of course, to come so he could catch up with us, live with our family and everything. So, yeah.
So when do you think that will happen, or you don't know?
I mean, nobody knows. Of course, everybody is waiting for the war to end up. But for now, everybody understand that no. And like very scary information that we received that Ukraine will be all blacked out for more than 8 days for now. So we are very scared. Everybody is preparing. They're buying food like in containers, you know, that can stay.
Yeah.
So you could just warm up in a fire or something because nobody knows. For example, like I'm calling my dad, he's going to work. I'm falling asleep because it's a night. Then he got home and we're like, okay, so how was your day at work? He's going. So I had, I saw my patient. Then we hear the siren. We went to the shelter. They were sitting for the whole day. Then they come up. He had a couple of patients and then he's coming home and that's it. So everything in Ukraine, like Ukraine is, I would say, is like dying because there is not an energy, the electricity, the food is start disappearing because they just cannot bring it to country. And
right.
So it's very, very hard to leave.
And I obviously start thinking about therapy and how this is psychologically affecting people. Have you guys spoken to therapists? Does your dad have support? Is he scared?
I mean, of course he's scared, and he, like, everything, I would say that, as we understand, that every single person, their energy is just sucked out of them because they're trying to do something, but you just cannot. Yeah. You know, like, it's like just the limits because of the war and everything. I would say, of course, yes, we are helping my father and us with the psychologically. A lot of people, for example, even like you, and it was just like, it came up in the mind, like, that you would meet up with one woman that will just help you. And of course, such things are helping you mentally, helping you in a better way, so that you start feeling yourself better. But still, for my mother and for me, it's very hard when you know that there is your dad and there is your relative there, but you just cannot.
Мы с мужем 26 лет вместе, в браке 24 года. Два года у нас была love story, и для нас это очень тяжелый и первый опыт такой быть в разлуке. И это очень сложно, тяжело, когда ты встречаешь сыну 16 лет без мужа.
Yeah. She said that they are together for 26 years. They are in a marriage for 24 years, and for 2 years they were dating. And for us, it's very hard because to be separate for such a long time, because it's coming up to 9 months. So it's a very, very hard time when you're separate from each other.
It's like it's a nightmare, and it hurts my heart.
Exactly.
But it must hurt your heart.
Yeah.
To be separated.
This is what it is.
Well, I'm gonna keep you guys obviously in my prayers, and your dad and your grandma, for a beautiful reunion, hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, just think about, keep visualizing that day, and then I think it will help it to actually happen.
Of course. Actually, visualization is a very good thing to have. Me and my mom studied it. I'm so grateful because my parents gave me a lot of ideas, and they are helping me with a lot of things. And as you said, the visualization, the way, like, if you just even sit and write down the plan, how you want, when you want, what you want, it will help you right away. And it really works, as I find out. So, yeah, you're completely right.
Absolutely. Очень сильно всем нашим друзьям, если бы не эта поддержка, это бы всего невозможно пережить.
And also we are very grateful and thankful to our friends, because without opportunities and without helping, you just cannot. It's impossible.
Yes, well, people need people, and I think what I'm hearing is that you've seen throughout all the negative situations that you've been going through, you're also seeing the beauty and the positive situations and the people that really uplift your spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about the work that you do, your dancing. I know that you have a specific goal in mind, or something that you'd like to share.
Yeah, so I have a specific goal. So I'm basically in Ukraine. I have quite a social way of life. So I'm like, I don't want to be selfish. Like, I'm kind of famous in Ukraine because I'm an actor. I'm a professional ballroom dancer. I'm a journalist. So I'm a journalist in UNESCO for more than 4 years. And dancer from 4 years,
TV shows
and everything. And even the TV show, I think everybody in America knows, The World of Dance.
We now
it start renewing, like it start unfreezing in Ukraine, and they start posting also our dance there, The World of Dance. A lot of kids and peers just went out from the country, but still we're so grateful. And so my main goal is to meet up with Leonardo DiCaprio I don't know. It could be like very cool if you could, like, if it's possible, like, so I could meet up with DiCaprio, for example, or like, you know, not like just a photo when you saw him somewhere. It's something like special, like, for example, or like the day with him, or just even sit down and talk with him. The way he thinks, it's very interesting for me, because. Well, it's
kind of looks like
it's a big star, and I think when the war started, everybody knew that actually he has a Ukrainian grandma.
Oh, and so, she was there.
I mean, no, I think they have like in their line of the family life. He, I think, yeah, it's true that he has a Ukrainian grandma, and this is why when the war started, I think he helped with the. A lot of money for Ukraine.
Mm,
so this is why I hope maybe one day it will come true.
Well, you kind of look like you could be his brother.
Yeah.
You and Leo, you kind of look alike. But also he is such a philanthropic man that perhaps, you know, we could make this happen. So Leonardo DiCaprio, if you're watching this, Arseni would like to sit down for a little maybe lunch or something.
Yeah.
I can see that happening. Why don't you visualize it? Start writing it down.
Exactly.
I'll help you with it. I'll see it happening also for you.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. And so now moving into, because we just have a little bit of time left. Your mom wanted to talk about, I want you guys to promote her fashion line.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will explain to you. So the fashion line, as I said, that she's suing everything for me. She has a lot of ideas coming up very quickly, and they are fascinating, I would say. That every single clothes is very cool. Even such small things like this, that we created this, I created this here. So she's, I would say that my mom is very stylish, and now she started doing her new line of clothes, the dance clothes. We all know that the dance clothes in US are not that populated. So she started sewing everything and she started selling. So for now she has she can make up a special dance look that you will use in the competitions, or it can be even for the competitions or like for the flights, the kimonos. This is like a kind of special thing. She was doing only like for me and for my partner in Ukraine like this, but now she started populating it here, so that a lot of fairs were doing it like with the names, with initials on the back and everything. It's like so cool. But I would say that it is working together like in one team. So as long as I'm dancing, as I'm PRing it, I would say it start working and a lot of people start ordering it.
What is the name of the company? Yeah,
so the name is in Ukraine, she got brand the CRC. It's like Division From My Eyes, Division From The Teenagers on the brands. But here the name is also easy. CRC Dance.
CRC.
Yeah, CRC Dance.
Okay, is there a website?
Yeah, well, we have a website, but there's not a dance, but we have an Instagram page, we have a Facebook page, where we started posting everything like dance clothes.
Okay, and what is, for everybody, what is your Instagram and what is your mom's Instagram?
Yeah, so my Instagram, I should spell it.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, my Instagram is at ars.mzz, and my mom's Instagram is Olga 11333.
How do you spell that?
So Olga.
So it's Olga, not Olga.
I mean, in Ukraine, Olga, this is the way she's calling, but in a passport, she got Olha.
Olha.
So, yeah, I mean, for each person is different. For example, not a lot of Spanish people can pronounce, even our president Zelensky, they're trying so hard, but then they don't have a sound.
Yes.
But but for everybody is different. So Olga, but in Insta she's Olga, O-L-G-A.
Okay. Okay, so a few things. First of all, it's so interesting because when I met you guys, I didn't know one thing about you, but I like said something to you, something like, you're going to be successful. It was just very weird out of nowhere. I got this message and I just felt like saying, you're going to be successful. And then you brought your mom over and then I'm like, you're going to be successful. So it's so interesting because I love that you, Arseny, you are this prodigy. You've done so much and not, you know, you're so young in your young life. And then you work with your mom and you guys work together and it's such a beautiful, you know, I have a son, I told you he's 7. And so it's so inspirational to see the love between you guys. And I can only imagine the love that you guys have with your dad also. And I believe that when you live a life that stems from such love, that is how you become successful because you just feel wonderful inside and then you just create more of that. So I feel like that's part of the reason why you guys are just, you're thriving. Like no matter what has happened, you're still thriving.
It's amazing. Yeah, we're trying our best.
Well, you're doing an incredible job.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
You're welcome. And just so people can know, so if anybody wanted to check out your dancing or your acting, I didn't even know you were an actor.
Yeah, I have.
People see YouTubes of stuff you've been in.
Yeah, there's everything in Instagram page, so you could see everything.
Okay, wonderful. And so there's no websites for either one of you, just Instagrams, correct?
I mean, Instagrams, but still there's the card that I created also here with everything, Instagrams, the brands. You can just go and, for example, search up the CRC. It will come up with the logo you will see, or even like the CRC dance. Everything will just come up in Insta. Check out everything. I didn't did the site, the CRC site here yet, but there is a CRC brand, like the main brand, where you can see everything.
And then if somebody wanted to watch a show that you were on or a movie, you said you're an actor.
Yeah, the movie, you're dancing. Yeah, the movie is also in my Insta page. There is like a kino reel of me like acting, dancing and everything. In my bio and my Insta, and still my mom posting a lot of me, a lot of her, a lot of quotes of life. So yeah,
I can see you being like, I wish your mom spoke English right now because then she'd agree with me, but you can tell her. I can see you being this leading man, you know, this heartthrob of a guy in TV and movies. Tell your mom.
Она видит меня. Типа как поводырё, что я буду как вести, что буду главным человеком, который будет вести.
Амбассадор.
Да.
Амбассадор.
Yeah.
Right?
Ambassador. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you know what the best part about you, and this is what I, when I went home and I told my husband all about how I met you guys, I said, he is as cute and adorable as he is, he's just this good guy. Like I can tell you are a good person. You guys are good people. And so that's also why just people pick up on that and they want to help you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just keep on doing what you're doing.
Of course.
And as always, everybody can find me at therelationshipexpert.com. This was such a pleasure and an honor to interview and talk to you guys today. I know, I'm sure it was so inspirational and eye-opening for people that don't know what's going on. So you were the spokespeople for your country also. I mean, obviously people know what's going on, but to hear it from the source, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so special and it's important that we are spreading this message of what's going on. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. We'll definitely be in touch. And thank you everyone for watching today. Join us every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific. Love Talk Live and LA Talk Radio. Thanks so much. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.